What's going on? I hope you guys are having a wonderful day. Welcome to DrBoyceTV.com, the home for intelligent black people. Today, I want to talk about the WNBA pay gap. A lot of you have heard conversations about this idea that somehow the excellent women in the WNBA are not being paid as well as the men in the NBA. The salary difference is pretty staggering. And it's one of those things where, as an economist, I think there might be some insights that can help you understand the nature of this alleged pay gap. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to break it down for you and help you understand why basically this pay gap really doesn't exist. It's really something that people have politicized and made into something that really inherently is not real. So get comfortable, buckle up, seatbelt. We're going to get started on DrBoyceTV.com right now.
Here we are, clan the isms, cataclysm, great. Our people out here struggling, trying to make it in this state. Everybody out here doing it, but we the ones who late. Now family, we the ones who gotta delegate. Get that money in the power, never be fake. Stick to cosign for three, what did he say? Create jobs, support our own. Educate the same and buy back your home. Got 3 degrees, triple 10. 3 PhDs, now we on the CNN. DBTV, let's talk about negligence. Ignorance is bliss, but we can turn it to intelligence. Believe none of what you hear, half of what you see. Let's break it down here on DrBoyceTV.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome to DrBoyceTV.com, the home for intelligent black people. My name is Dr. Boyce Watkins, and I hope you guys will hit the thumbs up button as you come in. So let me just be quick and jump right into the conversation for today. This has to do with the WNBA and this pay gap. There's a pay gap, apparently, that has a lot of people up in arms, a lot of people just really mad and, oh, this ain't right, this is sexist and stuff like that. Now, I'm not going to deny sexism doesn't exist. I think that it does exist. I think racism exists. Any ism that you are committed to, I'm sure there's some evidence to support that. But what I am here to say is that the whole gender pay gap in the WNBA is disingenuous. It's a problematic argument. I'm an economist, as a finance professor, I can't sit here and just watch the world just get dumber on my watch. I have an obligation to explain to you why the media, in my view, is kind of manipulating people and getting people riled up over something that is a little more complex than it appears to be. Now, before I get started, I want to say hello to Dr. Vibe and Denise and Justin. Shout out the city you're from. Let me know the city you're from. Hey, Rochelle, how are you? Sybil, Gerald, good morning to you from North Las Vegas. I wish I was in Las Vegas. I'm actually in LA right now for the Stock Options Summit. There are no more tickets available. Unfortunately, we completely sold out online and offline. So don't show up to the door because there won't be any passes. But anyway, if you do want to learn stock options from me, just feel free to go to stockoptionsmasterclass.com. I have something online that you can take if you really want to dig into stock options. I highly recommend it for people that want to learn how to make money. All right, so Denise out of Colorado, let me explain to you what's going on with this whole gender pay thing. I'm going to read an article from Vox and a little bit of it, and then I'm going to kind of give you my perspective on this. So it says here, Caitlin Clark, a college basketball phenom and the top pick at Monday's WNBA draft, will make a staggeringly low salary in her rookie year compared to her NBA counterpart. Despite her record-breaking performance in the NCAA and the energy that she's generated for the sport, Clark's base salary will be $76,535 as a rookie. In the NBA, meanwhile, the first draft pick is expected to make roughly $10.5 million in base salary their first year. Players like Clark, who was picked by the Indiana Fever Monday night after multiple blockbuster seasons as a point guard for the University of Iowa Hawkeyes, and former Louisiana State University forward Angel Reese, who was signed by the Chicago Sky, have helped women's basketball achieve a landmark year. For the first time ever, the women's final March Madness game, which drew as many as 24 million viewers, surpassed the viewership of the men's final. It, quote, it's been catapulted this year to a whole new level, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so there's more there to talk about. So basically, they are making an accurate statement that if you consider Caitlin Clark's salary, she's severely underpaid for the amount of talent that she has and for the number of viewers that she drew into women's basketball. I have no dispute with that. I think that's 100% accurate. Now, here's the issue, though. The problem to me is when it starts getting political and when you start having people like Joe Biden and others commenting on this as if this pay gap is somehow based on gender, that somehow because these are women, we decided that women are going to make less money than men. That's not what's happening here. What's happening here is that Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese's salary have not caught up with the amount of marketing weight that they brought to the sport. It hasn't caught up with that. I mean, when it catches up, I'm sure the WNBA has some sort of union, just like the NBA does. When the union renegotiates with the teams and the league, they're going to have bigger TV packages, bigger deals with the sports networks, ESPN and all these other networks that are going to put billions of dollars on the table. And I guarantee you that stars in the WNBA are going to make a hell of a lot more money after those negotiations take place than they're making right now. And so if you want to know if there's a gap, yeah, there's a gap for sure. The women make less than the men, but the reasoning for the gap is, to me, what I would consider to be a form of political manipulation. They want you to believe that somehow we decided as a society that women basketball players don't matter and that they should be paid less than men because we want them in the kitchen, pregnant, baking cookies, and that's just silly. All right, So here's what's happening in the WNBA, and I want to help you understand this from an economic standpoint. What you had here in the WNBA is similar, in my view, to what happened with the NBA. If you know anything about the NBA in the 1970s, it wasn't very profitable. It wasn't making a lot of money. It wasn't doing very well. Then came along these two guys. Give me a guess if you remember these two men, Larry Bird and Magic Johnson. Anybody remember that? Anybody know anything about those two guys? So these two guys came along, and what you had here was a very natural rivalry that went all the way back to college, where these two guys competed in the NCAA championship, similar to Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese, and the rivalry continued in the NBA. They went on to become as big and as talented in the NBA as they were in college. That's very rare. It's very rare when you have two people who were stars in college that then both become stars at the next level and then compete in championships at the next level. It was a magic trick. It was really literally just economic magic for the NBA that they had these two guys that both rose to the highest levels of both college and professional sports. The other issue here is that you're always going to have attention on your sporting events when you bring race into the equation. Now, remember, there was a guy, a great athlete that just died this week by the name of O.J. Simpson. O.J. Simpson was a part of a trial. And in that murder trial, if you recall, that murder trial got more viewership than damn near any television event before or since. There are very few events ever in the history of television that got more viewership than the verdict announcement of the OJ trial. Anybody remember that? Anybody remember the OJ trial? In fact, I don't think there's been a Super Bowl since that got more viewers than the OJ verdict did. That's how big it was. Well, the question you have to ask yourself is this. Pay attention now. I need y'all to let me know if you're following me. Give me a guess if you're following. I have to speak a little quick because I got a meeting to get to, and I just wanted to share this point with you. So why would tens of millions, over 100 million people, whatever the number was, watch the verdict of a murder trial? There's murder trials every single day. Well, because of race. It was a black man accused of killing a white woman. If OJ was a white man accused of killing a white woman, the numbers would not have been just as high. If OJ was a black man accused of killing a black woman, the numbers would not have been just as high. It was the diversion of race that caused white people to tune in and black people to tune in. So the same thing with the OJ trial is exactly what you had with Magic and Bird. If Bird had just been another brother who was great at basketball, they two together probably would have had a harder time elevating the NBA the way that they did. They wouldn't have elevated the NBA to the heights that they did. If Magic was a white boy, it wouldn't have worked, right? But the racial tension that exists in America very naturally is what drove this rivalry to become just an economic tsunami that lifted the NBA to the highest heights. After this occurred, now before this happened, NBA rookie salaries were very low. They weren't very high compared to what they are now. After this rivalry occurred, and the attention was coming into the league, and attention converts into dollar bills because TV networks then start bidding more money and merchandise starts selling and all these other great things start happening, then you started seeing NBA player salaries starting to go up. Well, here with Caitlin and Angel, you have at least 30% of what you would call another bird magic phenomenon. The reason I say 30% is because they've only done part of the deal. They've done the easy part. The easy part is you got a white girl from Iowa. You don't get much whiter than Iowa. Iowa's as white as it come, Maybe Idaho would have been a little bit whiter. And you got a black girl, the Bayou Barbie, straight out of Louisiana, who carries all the swag and all the charisma that you can imagine. Both of these women are super talented. They're competitors. It's great to watch both of them. It's amazing to see. They're getting the attention on women's basketball that exceeds the men. They're getting attention on women's basketball that they've always deserved. Most of us who watch basketball know that the women have always been damn good, going all the way back to before Cheryl Miller. You had some bad, amazing, extraordinarily talented women who deserved all the attention in the world, who never, ever got it. And I'm very happy to see that they're finally getting the attention they deserve. I am rooting for that. I'm cheering for that. I want to see them go to the highest heights. Now, here's what I'm curious about, though. Now that they've moved to the NBA, they're both bringing their $100 million brands to the WNBA. The WNBA right now is the net beneficiary. The WNBA is going to make a killing off these two because you're paying Caitlin Clark $79,000 a year, and that lady's going to bring at least $5 or $10 million a year in market value every year, or TV revenue, or whatever, because the games that she's on are going to be blockbusters. They're going to end up getting millions of viewers because everybody wants to see how Caitlin does in the WNBA. Now, here's the issue, though. If it gets to the point where she just becomes another great WNBA player, or Angel and Kate can't continue their rivalry at the highest heights in the WNBA, or it's not as interesting to the public, then you may not see the economic boost that people might anticipate from this rivalry. These two are great. These are amazing women. They're not yet Magic and Bird, because with Magic and Bird, you saw something really rare. You saw something extremely rare. I can't think of too many examples where you had a white guy from a white city like Boston, and a brother from LA, or from an urban area. Originally, obviously he's from Detroit, we know this, but he played in LA, and then to have these two guys play in the NCAA championship, and then go play in the NBA finals and do that multiple times. That's really hard to do. That's a hell of a hat trick, and that hat trick was probably worth a good $10, $20 billion in market value for the NBA, because everybody was watching, everybody was talking about it, everybody was into that story. So I hope that Angel and Caitlin become the next Magic and Bird. Who knows? I wouldn't be surprised. It would be great to see that. I'm curious to see if the WNBA is gonna manipulate things a little bit to make sure that those two meet in the championship. But really, sometimes it's hard to fake talent. And what's also true, in my view, is that the WNBA is going to see some sort of a boost just because these two are there. And remember, the WNBA always had great women. Brittany Griner, if you ever saw Brittany Griner play, she was a big, strong, that was a big, strong lady. She was scary to watch in basketball. You had a lot of other women that have been extraordinarily good. And so at that point, what is probably going to happen is that over time, you're going to see women in the WNBA making more money. But one thing that really bothers me about these conversations is when they get too political, they're doing things that are irrational. When it gets too political, they start telling you that 1 + 1 is supposed to equal 4. And I don't believe that. I'm a math professor. I've taught math at the University of Kentucky. And never once could I ever logically tell my students that 1 + 1 = 4, no matter how I feel about it. I could be mad that 1 + 1 only = 2, but that still means it's going to equal 2. It's not going to change because of my feelings. So what they do is they get us caught up in our feelings, and we say women should be making as much as men, and there's a pay gap because we decide that women don't deserve the same amount of money. And that's not true. In sports, it's the marketing that matters. In sports, Caitlin and Angel are both multimillionaires already. They were millionaires when they walked in the league. They could both stop playing basketball and still be millionaires. They both got millions of followers on social media. They're both going to make millions of dollars this year in endorsements. And then also the salaries are eventually going to correspond with the level of branding that they've established by getting such massive numbers on national TV. It's extremely difficult in a free market to get the kind of numbers that these two have generated and end up making the amount of money of a school teacher, right? That's really hard to do. It's really hard to suppress salaries that level. Now, they did that a long time in the NCAA. They did that for a very long time to black athletes in the NCAA. And the NCAA is the only place where you can have men and as talented as Michael Jordan and Shaquille Shaquille O'Neal making less money than a janitor. That's what the NCAA did for a long time, because they were allowed monopoly power by the government to suppress workers' rights and workers' salaries. That's what they did. That was illegal. That was wrong. I fought against that since I was in college. I've written tons of articles about it and done economic analysis on it, and it's absolutely wrong. It's a multi-billion dollar theft from the Black community, and this is something that I'm glad they're starting to eradicate. Now, with these two, though, these two are going to be fine. I don't think these two, and I think a lot of women in the WNBA are going to benefit because of it. They deserve that. Remember, if you like sports, check out the women's games, because the women are really good. In fact, their fundamentals in many cases are actually as good or better than the men. And I don't know why we don't accept that. I also would say this. One thing that's really true in life, it seems, is that men get into sports a little bit more than women do. Not to say women don't love sports too. But if women supported the WNBA, pay attention now, if women supported the WNBA the way men support the NBA, maybe things will be a little bit different. So maybe it is a lot of this gap is on us, right? But also at the same time, to sort of conclude that we decided that women deserve to get paid less, you know, whatever, and we're artificially restricting their salaries, that's a bunch of nonsense. These two will get paid. If the numbers go up, if the viewership goes up, then the negotiations will take place. When negotiations occur, they're going to negotiate salaries that are consistent with their value in the market, which happens to be very high. Okay, so anyway, that's my two cents. That's my analysis. I'm going to have to go, guys. I got a meeting in a second. If you want to get started on your wealth building journey, we have a great program in the Black Business School called Black Money 101. So you can go to blackmoney101.com. It'll get you started on investing, get you understanding the power of money. Also, don't forget, every single morning we do financial consciousness training, which is extremely good. Everyone loves it. And also, you can try it for free. Just text the word morning to the number 87948, and I will send you an invitation to join us for Money in the Morning with Dr. Boyce. And this is where we elevate our economic consciousness, elevate our financial awareness so that we can understand money and money will fall in your lap. So feel free to text the word morning to 87948. Now, please hit the thumbs up button, thumbs up, share, subscribe. This podcast is also on Spotify and Apple. So look up my name there. You can find me there. And I'm going to get out of here, guys. I hope you have a wonderful day. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you soon. Peace.
Here we are, clan the isms, cataclysm, great. Our people out here struggling, trying to make it in this state. Everybody out here doing it, but we the ones who late. Now, family, we the ones who gotta delegate. Get that money in the power, never be fake. Stick to code, sign for three. What did he say? Create jobs, support our own. Educate the same and buy back your home. Got 3 degrees, triple 10. 3 PhDs, now we on the CNN. DBTV, let's talk about negligence. Ignorance is bliss, but we can turn it to intelligence. Please, none of what you hear, half of what you see. Let's break it down here on Dr. Boyce TV. Here we are.